I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Boko Haram is down, but they're not out. And prayer is moving spiritual mountains in a place where few people follow Christ. Find your place in the stories today on Mission Network News. Boko Haram recently lost a key leader, but there's still a dangerous threat. World Watch Monitor's Ilya Jadi says the Islamist group gains followers in northern Nigeria on promises of security and belonging.
When you have people in that area without any hope, no job, no perspective, and the only perspective in that area is about Boko Haram, which is giving them a sense of living, some kind of power. Someone somehow has to act and fill that gap. And for now, Boko Haram is filling that gap.
There is a better answer to hopelessness in northern Nigeria than the one Boko Haram provides. His name is Jesus Christ. Jadi says churches in northern Nigeria who are tangibly spreading Jesus' hope need encouragement.
They need to support the churches and make them in position to deal with the root cause of that poverty by setting up schools, health facilities, development project, so that children can be able to go to school, can be able to go to university, and after university to get a job, a perspective. And that's what the churches are doing, filling the gap.
There's more to the story and what you can do at missionnews.org. From Nigeria to Asia, Joe Handley of Asian Access says the world's largest continent has a critical role to play in the Great Commission.
This is Asia's hour for the gospel. She is the continent that will be kind of finishing the task of world evangelization.
In a recent report, Asian Access describes gospel growth and the momentum they see building throughout Asia.
The last 2 years, we've seen a breakthrough like we haven't seen in the last 10 years of our ministry. There's enormous opportunity out there in some of the most challenging areas of the world.
In Japan, for example,
there's more optimism in Japan today than I've seen in my lifetime, and certainly in the last decade. Japan is one of the largest unreached people groups, and it's been known as a missionary's graveyard.
But things began to change after the triple disaster of 2011.
The response rates to Christ since that disaster happened have been 7 times normal.
Similar breakthroughs are happening throughout Asia. Perhaps this is the mission field God has for you.
We are desperate for your prayers. Pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers. And if he's calling you, please come.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Cry Out recently held their annual 75-hour incense and fire prayer gathering in Lebanon. Nationals and internationals joined together to sing, pray, and participate in training workshops. Cry Out's Peter says the hope for this event is to springboard even more prayer for the Near East.
We're trying to, in a sense, encourage local churches, not just once a year, but on a regular basis, to engage in worship and in intercession. And we sense that people catch it as they come and experience just an ongoing sort of prayer. We think that prayer is the best sort of way to see God break through and bring many people to himself.
Peter says as more people are praying, there's greater transformation throughout the Near East, or even houses of prayer being established. Cry Out is encouraging the local church to continue praying for the region, and your prayer is needed too.
Whenever they hear of anything, you know, from the Near East on the news, there's a lot going on, obviously, with Syria and Iraq. Just to pray God's blessing to raise up prayer from within the churches there.
Find your place in these stories and more ways to pray at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this month Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click the banner ad at missionnews.org. Again, that's missionnews.org. And to listen on demand or in your daily flash briefing, just search your Alexa app for Mission Network News. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.